Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parashat Emor, we have 15 psukim. This Aliyah begins telling us halachot that are unique to a Kohen and to a Kohen Gadol. They are holy, and they must remain holy. They are Tahorim, and they have to remain Tahorim. We have to treat them with respect and Kedusha. They too have to act in a Tahor way. They are not allowed to go to funerals. They can't become Tamei. The only exceptions that they may go to, Chas v'Shalom, the funerals of their 7 close relatives, mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, and wife. They can become Tamei for funerals like that, Chas v'Shalom. They are not allowed to marry a divorcee, a Kohen Gadol, is not even allowed to go to those kind of funerals, and they are not allowed to marry a divorcee, nor are they allowed to marry a widow. Excuse me. The Torah, when introducing the halachot and the mitzvot unique to Kohanim, the Torah tells us in the very beginning of our parsha, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon, V'yamarta aleihem, etc., etc. And this seems like a regular pasuk, but we who are listeners of FMT know that there is no such thing as a regular pasuk. Why doesn't the Torah use the expression Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor? Almost always in the Torah, when the Torah wants to tell us that Hashem is giving mitzvot to Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, the Torah uses the expression Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. And here, it uses the words Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. And there is a difference. The Gemara tells us in Masachet Mako Daf Yud Aleph that Vayedaber Dibur is a Lashon Az. It is a strong language. It is conveyed in a strong way, and it must be heard in a strong way. Vayedaber. Vayomer, however, is softer. It's a softer tone. It soothes more the people who are listening to it. It has to be said in a softer way. And so we have to ask the question, why would the Torah hear, when it comes to conveying the halachot of Kohanim, why does the Torah say Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and it doesn't say Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe? Excuse me. This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, the great posek of the 20th century. He died in 1986, and he asks this question, and he gives the following most beautiful answer. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, first of all, we have to remember that being a Kohen is not so simple. It is not so simple, Kohanim, in order to remain Tahorim, they can't go to funerals, like you and I can go to Chas v'Shalom, and to be part of a community. Not only that, in the days of the Mikdash, they have to be careful whose cup they drink out of, whose hand they shake. They can't become Tameim like that. They have to be very careful, and that's a very hard thing. So point number one, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is that we have to tell Kohanim in a very soft way how lucky you are to be Kohanim, how lucky you are to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. It's the most beautiful thing. You can't say Vayedaber. Recognize that it has to be conveyed in a soothing kind of way, a softer kind of way, and not in a dibur kind of way. And Rav Moshe Feinstein goes one step further. And he says, what is the job of a Kohanim? The job of the Kohanim are to be Morei Yisrael. We see that throughout the Torah. For example, at the end of the Torah in Parshat Vezot Bracha, the Torah tells us that Moshe tells the Levi'im and Kohanim, Yoru Mishpatecha Yisrael. You have to teach Bnei Yisrael. They are teachers. And the Rambam talks about this and elsewhere. This is the job of the Kohanim, to be teachers. And says Rav Moshe Feinstein that being a teacher is not so simple. It's not so easy. These are his words. These are not my words. But it's hard sometimes dealing with difficult students. It's hard teaching difficult things. He says it's hard sometimes dealing with parents. Harbei pamim gam mitzad ahorim. It's hard. And says Rav Moshe Feinstein that you have to tell teachers how lucky you are to be a teacher. It has to be conveyed in a softer tone, and they have to be softer in their teachings. It has to, the job of a teacher is the job of a Vayomer. It is not the job of a Vayedaber. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes further and says that if a teacher feels like it is a burden and that they can't be a Vayomer and they have to be a Vayedaber when they are teaching, then maybe they should choose another profession. Those are his words, they're not mine. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zocha to have teachers and to be teachers who accept their job in a vayomer kind of way and convey their teaching in a vayomer kind of way. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we should all be zocha. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.